Meet Sally and Herman on the elevator. Sally managed to have locked her keys in the car this morning, and with all of the hustle and bustle of breaking and entering into her own car, the entire morning was turning up not as planned. Having spent several minutes breaking and entering, and then even more several minutes explaining to her current boyfriend, Buford, how it was that she attained such abilities, Sally was running quite late for work. Sally flies frantically through the revolving door into her office, dashing to a big meeting with a big executive who works for a big company who sells big stuff. The more Sally feels rushed, the bigger the company seems to appear in her mind, the bigger the executive looks in her mind, and with his big face showing a big disapproving grimace for Sally and her tardiness. Without her usual morning trip to Upper's Cafe for her triple espresso, Sally was beside herself. While she appeared to be running at Olympic speed, she was experiencing her mind immersed in one of those multi-layered jello sour cream fruit concoctions and just couldn't seem to find her way out of all those layers and levels and into the present moment. Like a fish trapped in sour cream, Sally manages to motion her way onto the elevator. Out of breath, heavily breathing and mad at herself for being so stupid as to lock her keys in her car, thus not getting her morning liquid lift. Of all mornings, she lets leap from her lips. Of all mornings, inquires a gentle voice from behind her right shoulder. Oh, I'm sorry, says Sally. I didn't even see you there. Explaining herself to a gentleman holding a tray full of beverages from, guess where? Yes, the Upper's Cafe. Having a rough morning, he asks. Not compared to the morning I'm about to have without my Uppers, she comments, glaring as if dehydrated at his beverage tray. Oh, would you like one? He offers. No, thanks. I couldn't take your coffee from you. I'm sure someone else needs it. Sally responds while judging herself an idiot for not taking him up on his offer, but it seems rude to accept. Well, actually one of these is for you, the gentleman shares, grinning from one side of the elevator to the other. For me? How can that be? Sally wonders. Well, he says, the oddest thing happened at the counter at Upper's this morning. The woman standing in front of me accidentally ordered a triple espresso when she meant to order a double. Uppers, being the customer service-oriented business that it is, instead of throwing the coffee away, or at the customer, the woman didn't want it, so they offered the coffee to me. I was next in line, and the barista looked at me and said, "Need a triple espresso?" No, was the first thought that came to my mind, because honestly, I was already aggravated about having to deal with bringing drinks to the office for my staff. You see, there was a vote to take turns bringing Uppers into the office each morning as a way to be helpful to each other, and today was my turn, but I was feeling really put out considering I am, after all, the CEO of the company. Then I heard a thought come into my mind. Why not? And it leaped from my lips to the barista. Why not? So you see, this triple espresso is yours. The gentleman extended the tray of Uppers to Sally, resting his eyes on the triple espresso. Sally gently smiled as she extended her hand to receive what she had so graciously been offered, much to her surprise. Thank you so much. By the way, my name is Sally. Nice to meet you, Sally. Call me H. You have really brightened my day. Sally overlooks his brightened day and begins mumbling. I have this big meeting this morning with this big executive and a really big company, and I hope to sell them on some customer service ideas to help improve their business. The elevator doors open, and the two step off the elevator and turn towards one another, saying, "Have a good day." Only it turns out they are walking in the same direction. H pauses to drop off the coffees to his staff and follows Sally. They are walking into the same boardroom. All the chairs are filled except for one at each end of the table reserved for the two big executives. Sally looks at Herman, Herman looks at Sally, and in their laughing, they no longer see two big executives. Rather, their laughter joins them in a feeling of peace. The whole boardroom starts laughing, though no one knew what about. The members of each executive's team were simply happy to see their bosses laughing. Sally and Herman take their seats as equals, willing to be truly helpful to one another and their equal companies. As the meeting adjourns and everyone walks out of the boardroom, someone picks up Sally's full coffee cup, saying, "Does this belong to anyone?" Sally and Herman look at one another and laugh. Sally had been so in the flow of the moment during her presentation, sharing about the giving and receiving of customer service, she forgot to drink her triple espresso that she apparently desperately couldn't function without. So you see, had Herman not been willing to release his little thought of being higher on the totem pole than his employees, he would have never been in Upper's Cafe. Had the barista chosen to get ticked off and throw away the triple espresso instead of offering it to Herman, then Herman would not have had the opportunity to listen and follow the direction offered by the thought in his mind of, why not? He would have never been gifted the triple espresso, which he then gifted to Sally, which truly lifted her spirits. Now, Sally is much more open to presenting her sales pitch to Herman, not because of the triple espresso, but because now Herman has gone from a big executive to an equal partner, a helper. And in Herman's mind, Sally has gone from a pitch person to an equal partner, a helper. Now, they and their entire companies are all on the road to being truly helpful.